you very much, choir, for that wonderful singing. And first of all, I'd like to say good morning and welcome you all to Bethel Baptist Church. And if you're a visitor today, we have in our bulletin a registration card. And if you'd like to fill it out and drop it in the plate, Pastor Thomas would like to thank you for worshiping with us today. And while you're here, we pray that you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort of God's Word. And we extend our warmest welcome again to everyone that the Holy Spirit has brought into our sanctuary today. We're so happy to see you here. And during the sermon, Pastor Greg has an outline in his bulletin today. And if you would like to follow along with it, we would like for you to do that. The scripture of the month is in Matthew chapter 9, 37 and 38. And the scripture says, "Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" And that's why we're here today, to learn about his word and to give it out to the world. Now let us continue to praise the Lord with your beautiful voices, with Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laurel leading our songs.
Thank you, Wayne. Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for joining us to worship our God. I trust that you were blessed by him this week. I know I was blessed with a lot of family. We had a party to celebrate my mother's 92nd birthday. She turned 92, so a lot of family converged, had a bunch of people over, and it's always good to be with family and celebrate with them. In fact, my kids are supposed to be here. They're running late. But let's turn to our first song, number 164, "Breathe on Me, Breath of God." Number 164, and we'll sing all stanzas. 164. Turn to our next hymn, number 178, "The Bible Stands." And why don't we all rise as we sing "The Bible Stands," all four stanzas.
Stands on the hills, they tumble and roll. Thank you very much. And as Wayne had mentioned about the information card, this week it's on the tab. It will be for a couple of weeks. But also, if you want to talk to me about baptism or find out about Christ or membership, you can also fill that out and hand it, put it into the offering plate, give it to one of the ushers, and that'll get to me, and I would be more than happy to talk with you. Let us pray. Father, in the Word of God, in 1 Chronicles 16:29, it says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." And so, Lord, we do come before you and stand in awe of your grace and of your mercy, of your holiness and your righteousness. And in the midst of your character, you have opted to show grace to us, that through faith in Jesus Christ, we can escape the condemnation of sin and judgment, and we can rejoice in you and in your presence for all eternity. It is amazing, Lord, what you have done for us and what it is that you do in us and through us. And we do pray, Lord, for your spirit of reviving and reformation and transformation to be upon us and to draw your people, whether they're Bethel or Morgan Hill or wherever they're at, your people, Lord, that they would be drawn closer to you, to thirst for your presence, to thirst for your word, and to commune in fellowship with your people. And Lord, I pray that you would use each and every one of us to reach our neighbors and reach our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ, the only hope, the only power for eternal life. And that vision, that idea would catch hold of our hearts to have that compassion for those around us, to be used of you for the expansion of your kingdom. And Father, we pray for your healing power upon the afflicted, whether it's physical or spiritual, Lord, that you would encourage their hearts to look to you. And for those that are afflicted with the diseases of this world, for Joe Plicka, Christine Vatuni, and Jim Floyd, and Robert, that's Jen's father, and Donna Detweiler, dealing with cancer. And Lord, thank you that Jim Floyd was brought home safely from ICU, and pray that you would open up his heart to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray that you be with Martha Bell. She has another medical procedure coming up. Bless her and comfort her in the midst of that. We pray for Bob Jones, for his knee replacement. He should be back here this coming week, but he's traveling with family, Lord. And so pray for your blessing upon him. I pray for my father, David, as he has knee surgery on Thursday. Bless him with your healing power and your comforting spirit. And for Jerry Kamalar, as she has a knee replacement and two hip replacements, surgeries coming up, bless her with your strength and with your comforting spirit. And for those that are expecting, Lord, we stand in awe of your grace for the gift of life. We pray for your blessing upon Trish Concha, upon Amanda Daly, and Jocelyn Hunter. Strengthen them with your presence to stand in awe of the gift of life that you give. We pray for wisdom and guidance, Lord. We pray for Bethel, for our facilities, as we wish to we desire to build up here, Lord. Guide us with how you want us to do that. And for the works of ministry, that we would be used of you in a mighty way to reach Morgan Hill with the gospel of Christ, and that you would continue to build up the kingdom of God through us. And Lord, we pray for the Prater family, that you would bless them with housing and for the funds that they would need for housing, all of those details, Lord, we pray for you to pull that together and encourage them. And we thank you, Lord, that Eileen Floyd, that's Chris Floyd's sister, she has a new place to live. Thank you for your provision. And Lord, we pray for your blessing upon the missionaries that we have throughout this world, for Carl and Ruth Naughton serving in Spain, for Sebia Medixa Perez also in Spain, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, for Marta Peretti serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Jose and Diane Avila serving throughout Latin America, Informed Choices ministering to women in Morgan Hill, San Martin, and Gilroy, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey with Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis with the Worldview Center out of Portland. Pray for your blessing upon these missionaries. Encourage their hearts to testify of Christ, to be used of you to build up the kingdom of God, and be used of you to transform the lives of people. We thank you, Father, for the offering that we're about to receive, that it would be used for your honor and your glory, for the expansion of the gospel, that the kingdom of God will prevail because you are head. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, choir, for that wonderful singing. That was taking me right up to heaven. I was so involved in listening to it. Choir, I know they spend a lot of time practicing, and they really bless our hearts when we come to, like they said, the God is worthy of worship and praise. And that's why we have such a great choir, and we have great people like yourself, brothers and sisters, who come and want to bow before our God and to worship Him and to praise Him. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming to worship the Lord, and I'd like to welcome back some of our family members here, Anthony and Trish and Miguel and Melody. We welcome you back again to our worship service, and we're so glad to see you every time you can get an opportunity to come. All right, today we're going to be being taught in God's Word in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 19. And Exodus 19, 1 through 10. I'm sorry. Exodus 19, 1 through 10. If you will please stand for the reading of God's Word. In the third month, after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on the same day they came to the wilderness of Sinai. For they had departed from Rephidim, had come to the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness. So Israel encamped there before the mountain. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you will be a special treasure to me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. So Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before them all these words which the Lord commanded him. Then all the people answered together and said, All that the Lord has spoken, we will do. So Moses brought back the words of the people to the Lord. And the Lord said to Moses, Behold, I come to you in the thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. So Moses told the words of the people to the Lord, and the Lord said to Moses, Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. Bless the reading of God's word. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, we've come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we have come to confess our sins of omission and commission, and we repent of them. Because your word tells us you will not hear our prayers if there is any iniquity in our hearts. So, Father, now we have come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy to find grace to help us in time of our needs. Father, we have come into your holy sanctuary, for we are on holy ground, and we give reverence to your sanctuary at this time. Father, your glory came down in the sanctuary in your tabernacle to meet with Moses and to speak with him. And Father, now we as believers is that tabernacle. So Father, today, may your glory come down and fill our tabernacle, our temple, and to speak to us through your word, and fill our hearts with praise to you and joy and love for you and others as we worship you today. For you say in Psalms 117, it says, Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise him, all you people, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Now, Father, bless all the people under the hearing of my voice. Bless your word, and bless our pastor, a great servant and a man of God. Greg Thomason as he brings us your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.